Beyoncé and Celebrity All-Stars Come Up Short for Beto O'Rourke. By Justin Caruso on November 6, 2018. Hollywood celebrities from Beyoncé to Rosie O'Donnell poured their support into the campaign of Texas Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who challenged Texas Republican Ted Cruz, but it wasn't enough to convince Texans. Despite an enormous amount of attention from celebrities, Beto O'Rourke was still defeated by incumbent Senator Ted Cruz Tuesday. Pop superstar Beyoncé endorsed Beto O'Rourke just hours before polls closed in Texas. "I'm feeling grateful for everyone before me who fought so hard to give us all the right to have a voice. We can't voice our frustrations and complain about what's wrong without voting and exercising our power to make it right. We need you," she wrote in an Instagram post with a photo of her wearing a Beto hat. "We all need each other, because when we are truly united, we are unstoppable. Sending you all love and positivity on this happy voting day. Every vote counts, every race matters everywhere," she wrote. More than just moral support, Hollywood celebrities brought in cash, lots of it. TMZ reported last week that according to Federal Election Commission (FEC) filings, Sarah Jessica Parker, Jimmy Kimmel and Rosie O'Donnell have each thrown down $2,700, while Chelsea Handler plunked down $2,500 and Chris Rock has tossed in $1,000. O'Donnell previously said that O'Rourke was going to beat Ted Cruz, a prediction that did not come true. These numbers come after earlier reports from last summer showed that even more cash was flowing into the race from out of state. Breitbart News reported in July that Star Wars: The Last Jedi director Rian Johnson donated $5,400 to O'Rourke, while Nashville actress Connie Britton also gave $5,400. Film director Phil Lord also gave that amount. Director Judd Apatow also hosted a fundraiser for O'Rourke in September. Late-night host Jimmy Kimmel used his show to taunt O'Rourke's opponent, telling his viewers in October to defeat Cruz for comedy's sake. "This race is so tight that Cruz had to ask his former archenemy Donald Trump for a boost, and the president lent a tiny hand at a rally for Ted Cruz in Houston tonight. That had to be the saddest phone call Ted Cruz ever had to make," Kimmel said. "I mean, imagine if your neighbor insulted your wife's face, and then you had to ask him to loan you a weed whacker. That's Ted Cruz's life right now." Kimmel also said, "Imagine how hilarious it will be if Ted Cruz is forced to kiss his bully's ass in front of the whole world, and then loses anyway. Come on, I mean, if nothing else, do it for comedy's sake." Actress Eva Longoria also endorsed O'Rourke, saying in an online video, "Beto believes in us." Country rock star Willie Nelson performed at a campaign event for Beto, while the Texas Democrat also received fawning coverage from Ellen DeGeneres. Despite all this Hollywood noise around O'Rourke, he came up short in his own state.